Jenny's War by Margaret Dickinson. Read by Penelope Freeman. Chapter 1. Poplar, London, the 1st of September 1939. Jenny sat on the battered sofa, shifting herself a little to avoid the spring that poked through the worn fabric. Her gaze was on her mother, standing in front of the mottled mirror above the fireplace.
"You going out again tonight, Mum?" "Nah, your Uncle Arthur's coming here, and I want you to be nice to him."
Dot Mercer finished painting the bright red lipstick onto her mouth, fluffed her dyed brassy hair, and turned to face her daughter.
"There, how do I look?"
"Very nice,"
Jenny murmured dutifully, absent-mindedly scratching her own rather dirty blonde curls. The contrast between mother and daughter was stark. The child was thin and small for her 10 years. Her hair, if washed and cut properly, would have been pretty, and there was no denying the beauty of the startling blue eyes in her pinched little face. Bathed and dressed in finery, she could easily have been a carnival princess. But Jenny Mercer would never have that chance. Dot Mercer was small too, but her figure was shapely and voluptuous. Her clothes were brightly coloured, the hems always 2 inches too high, the necklines 2 inches too low. Makeup was plastered thickly on her face, her eyes outlined with black, her lipstick always bright red.
"You can go next door to Elsie's and play with her lads, but be home at 8 and then go straight up to bed. No coming into the sitting room."
Dot nodded her head towards the front room, where she liked to entertain her guests. Jenny was rarely allowed in there except to pass through it to go out. The door from the street opened directly into Dot's best room, and then through that into the kitchen, which the family used most of the time. Beyond that was a scullery with a sink and modern cooker. Jenny glowered and clenched her teeth. Sitting room? She's having a laugh. The girl knew only too well that by then her mother and the latest uncle, in a succession of uncles, would already be in the front bedroom. Jenny would have to creep upstairs to the tiny back bedroom, closing her ears to the sounds coming from her mother's room. A loud knocking sounded on the front door. Dot was suddenly flustered, like a young girl on her first date, and not the 27-year-old who'd had more men in Jenny's short lifetime than the young girl could count on her fingers.
"Oh, is that him already? Go on, out the back way."
She pulled Jenny off the sofa roughly and pushed her towards the back scullery.
"You look like a scruffy street urchin. I don't want him thinking I can't look after my own kid."
They heard the front door being opened and a woman's voice calling.
"Hello? Anybody home?"
Dot relaxed.
"That's only Elsie."
She raised her voice.
"Come on in, Elsie."
Jenny beamed as their next-door neighbour came into the kitchen. Elsie Hutton was her idea of what a mother should be. She was married, properly married, because Jenny had seen the black-and-white wedding photo on their mantelpiece, to a hard-working man employed in the nearby East India dock. Their 3 sons still lived at home. Ronnie, at 14, was now working. The second son, Sammy, was 12 and itching to leave school too. The youngest, Bobby, was a year older than Jenny and her best friend. In fact, her only real friend. They played together, walked to school side by side, and it was always to Bobby that Jenny went when Dot's men friends came round. Elsie came into the cluttered kitchen. She was small and thin with a careworn face that could break into a warm and loving smile, and then her hazel eyes would twinkle with mischief. Her hair was smoothed back from her face into a loose bun at the nape of her neck, and no one ever saw Elsie without her apron. Her life was simple. Caring for her husband and her sons was all she wanted out of life, hard though at times that life could be. But however tough it got, there was love and laughter in their home, and the Hutton family faced life's difficulties together. And by the look on her face, there was more trouble coming to her door now.
"Have you heard?"
"Heard what, Elsie?"
Dot's mercurial attention was already flitting away again as she turned for yet another reassuring look in the mirror, and smiled smugly at the contrast between herself and her drab neighbour. For the umpteenth time, Dot wondered what kept Sid Hutton faithful. Elsie never wore cosmetics, never dressed smartly.